This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Rich. Wait a minute. Doug, Jen, that doesn't work. Is the DJR show in this hour? The DJ, that doesn't have a ring to it. Somehow or other, that just, no, DJV show. Victoria's on vacation, so Richie's here with us this hour. Because Jennifer has to go play with Dr. Drew.
Hey.
What a hey. Yeah? Yeah? All right, so remember, the first principle in life is not to fool yourself, right? What if people start to believe, what do they call it, believing your own press?
Right.
You know how some people think that they are better than, bigger than, more important than, and that's just you, you know, kind of buying.
I work in radio. I wouldn't know anybody like that. We don't have those kind of people in this business.
Did I tell you the story about the Trump tweet?
What?
Did I tell you the story about the Trump tweet? So this is a perfect example of the definition between people who are, first of all, men and women, number one, and people with that really high sense of self-worth in this business. So we have, at the station I work for in Los Angeles, we have a social media guy. I could have sworn I did not tell you this.
No.
Okay, so we have a social media guy who is my friend. And he's kind of a funny young kid. Mm-hmm. And so last week, I think it was Thursday, maybe. Yeah, Thursday. I was at my dad's house. We were getting ready to go to work. We were being environmentally sound and carpooling together. Mm-hmm. And I look at my phone and I see this text message from Zach that has a screenshot of a tweet from President Trump that said, "Just heard at Jennifer Horn on the radio. What a patriot, you know, amazing person," or something like that.
Oh,
and I laugh at, yeah, I said
tell,
that.
Tell the story to Richie anyway.
So I laugh out loud, like, okay, what a little, you know what, idiot, right? Thinking I'm going to fall for this. First of all, I wasn't even on the air. I did look at my Twitter feed, I admit, to see, like, oh, if there was anything weird. I'm like, no, there's nothing weird. What a dork, idiot. So he calls me, blows up my phone line at like an hour later, and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, are you trying to get me, Zach? And he goes, oh, I sent the same thing to another radio host on our sister station, and apparently that guy thought it was real and thought that the president had heard him on the radio, and he sent it out to all of his family members.
Oh, no. Oh, that's fantastic.
Pretty silly stuff.
That is right, definitely the definition of believing your own press.
Isn't that funny? I know.
Yeah. Jennifer, Rich, and Doug, the president and his legal team filed an election lawsuit in New Mexico yesterday, claiming the state broke the law when it allowed drop boxes to be part of the voting process. How many other states had drop boxes?
I know we have them in California. The problem with all of this, and I think it's so funny that people are saying, oh, well, there's no precedence for this. Trump challenges are full of it. In California, a judge actually just ruled against Gavin Newsom for acting outside of his power in changing voting rules without the state legislature.
Really?
The argument is very simple. The argument is this. If you change the rules of an election, you need to have the state legislature sign off on it. Easy as pie. Gavin Newsom in my state rolled out universal mail-in ballots all by himself. He didn't ask for state legislature approval. He would have gotten it.
Same in Pennsylvania, too, right?
Right. And so you have in these states all of these changes to election rules. That was the big rub in Pennsylvania, is all the rules that were changed leading up to the election. And now in New Mexico, the same thing.
Right.
There are people acting outside of what is in the state constitution, all because of COVID or for whatever reason that was being used for it. So that's it. This is not crazy stuff. This is not conspiratorial. This is
there's a lot of stuff
that's been judged on before.
All right, so what do you two Trumpsters think about Paul Mitchell, who's a representative, leaving the Republican Party, becoming an independent because Republicans have not stood up strongly enough to the president's ridiculous attempts to overturn the election. He said, I am at the breaking point. My constituents don't like it, and neither do I. So there's one.
I'm glad if his constituents don't like it that he's acting
good
in that way.
Yeah, good riddance. Right. He's representing. Well, you know what? If he's representing his constituency.
Yeah.
Well, because I agree with Jennifer in that these state legislatures that have been ignored and election laws changed in several states is clear and present manipulation of the election in those states. It's really simple to see. And if you would have
I agree with you on that
okay
one.
With you.
But no, I agree that there's been a lot of manipulation. I don't think it would have changed the results.
Yeah, right, right. So let's throw away the Dominion voting machines.
Yes,
let's throw away the SanDisk cards with 5,000 or 50,000
mail,
votes.
Early mail.
Let's get rid of all that.
Go vote in person.
Right, right, right. No, Doug. I'm saying even if you take out all of these other arguments, right, and you just look at the fact that several states changed their election laws without going through their state legislature, which is in the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
right there, you have something. So if Paul Mitchell wants to just turn a blind eye to that,
no,
and
he's
not
just
really
trying to
follow
Trump
the Constitution when it comes to election.
I think that's
good luck
to
you. I don't know. And you know, as much as we say it may not matter, well, what if it did? Because if it matters in one state, let's just say one of these five states, it matters. And how did that impact the outcome of the election? And is it fair to me in California if a state has corrupt electoral results? It's not. That was the argument of Texas. And that's why I think it was so disappointing.
My argument, one man, one vote. It seems to stand up. Joe Biden said yesterday, now it's time to turn the page.
Yeah, but he didn't mean any of that.
Sure.
You know what? Here's the deal from, like, my perspective. I will give anybody a chance. If he's the duly elected president, he's sworn into office, he'll get a chance. But the problem that he's not reaching across the aisle. If he's serious and he was saying he wants to unify and he wants to bring people together, if that's not just lip service, then yesterday he wouldn't have done this whole deal where he attacked President Trump, he attacked Republicans, and he attacked supporters.
He would say what you said when I talked to you and got upset with you. Actually, I really did get upset with you when you were talking about Trump and, you know, not giving over or stopping with this stuff. We've had 4 years of it. We had 8 years of it before. I'm in charge and you're not, sort of stuff. That didn't get anything. We see what kind of a hole.
But that's what he did yesterday, and that's what I'm saying. It's just more of it.
But what in the hell are they doing to all of the rest of us, in a manner of speaking?
If he cared about unifying, he'd say, you know what, we did have voter fraud. It didn't impact the outcome of the election, but we had it, and I'm going to do everything I can to ensure a free and fair election so that every American feels secure.
That'd be like saying, okay, I didn't really win this, but now I'm going to be the president.
Look, anybody who says there's not voter fraud is lying to you. There is voter fraud in every single election.
I agree with that.
So he should be taking that seriously and talking about it, and then that might make people feel like he actually cares about them.
All right, before you go, the nurse in East Hollywood who was the first person to get the COVID vaccine, we saw the black lady who worked in is that Washington? Where did that woman work? New York, okay. So now this the first one in, who was the first person? It was a nurse, I know that.
Yeah, it was a nurse for Kaiser, I think, in West.
Did they get a lot of coverage? Television crews are there?
She's still alive.
She's grown an antler, but she's doing fine.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding. She doesn't
have
an antler.
There's the number of people who are saying, I want to get the vaccine versus those who don't. More women seem to be concerned about it than men. Why do you think that is? I would ask the only woman among us, Richie, Victoria, why are women? Do you know people in your circle who have said, I'm going to get this, or I'm definitely not going to get it?
I have people in my circle who are staunchly ready to get the vaccine, and then I have people in my circle who are staunchly saying, heck no, you come at me with that needle, I'm running the other way.
Really?
I'm kind of in the middle.
A friend of mine's getting it on Thursday.
Yeah, I think the vaccine gives people's hope.
Why? Is he working in medicine? How come he's getting it Thursday?
No, I really don't know why. He's former military, but...
Is he of an advanced age?
Works in the credit bureau business.
Nah. Why is he getting it now?
Who would he get it?
I
don't know.
Get it, no.
I haven't talked to him. He just posted last night, so I got to talk to him.
I'm going to get angry at him. I should get it before he does. Let's start a fight. All right. By the way, a fight over the Indians. What is the, what was the suggested name for the Cleveland Indians? There's going to be a new name.
Cleveland Wokes.
The Wahoos.
It's the Caucasians. Yeah, you're calling the Cleveland Caucasians.
Cleveland, that has a ring to it, though, doesn't it, huh? The Cleveland Caucasians. Yeah. There you go.
It's just too much.
You know how much of a troublemaker McFadden is? He really.
Imagine Bob Uecker calling that one out. Yeah, I'm taking the field now. The Cleveland Caucasians. Just a bit outside.
We should call them the Cleveland Undefined or Undeclared.
That's it. All right. 16.
Maybe they can do something with the Washington football team.
Richie, I think you should clean your nose. All right? You can use the Navage way of cleaning your nose. Clean out your...
Any suggestions, yeah.
Well, Navage.com is a good place for you to go to get the information on this tool that has come along that brings you natural drug-free relief from things that are going to congest you, things you are allergic to, all the stuff in the air, the germs, the bacteria, all those things. Use Navage, make good nasal hygiene your new normal, and you'll be off to a fabulous start. This time of year especially, people get themselves really plugged up because things, we're inside, it's dry air, and just everything gets stuff. You know what it's like. When you were a kid, you picked your nose, right? Everybody when they're a kid, people, older people. I don't mean to make it sound crude, but now this is a way of doing, kind of doing the same thing, only in a much more tame way. Actually, that nasty stuff that's in your nose that collects all day, every day, the dust, the bacteria, the pollen, the pollution, all those things, you need to clean them out. Every day, keep yourself healthy. Literally, keep your nose clean. You wash your hands every day, right? You brush your teeth every day. So why not clean your nose every day? Get the junk that's trapped up in there out. Navage.com is the way to do it. Simple system, all natural. It's the only thing on the market that does what it does in a natural way. That's why I'm talking about it, because that's my wheelhouse. I want to talk about things that will help you, that will be all natural. And Navage is the cleansing product. It will make your breathing easy, and you'll be healthier. That's Navage.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Is she playing the guitar herself here? No, no, this is Bonnie Tyler. I got that. But I'm asking what we know. I've always liked this song a lot, but I don't know what else she's done, frankly. Total Eclipse of the Heart. What? Totally Eclipse of the Heart. I think Holding Out for a Hero is another song that she did. There's three or four songs that she's done. She has a very fetching look. Maybe, is that the right what is that?
That's a great word.
Fetching? Yeah.
Well, Margo, you look very fetching tonight.
Yeah.
Now, while you're at it, go fetch me a drink.
No, that's not what I was thinking about. But she, I don't know, how would you describe her voice? Smoky, would you say?
Yeah, very smoky.
Yeah, I wonder if that's her life. Anyway, Bonnie Tyler here as we get into music 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with Bonnie Tyler. She's she wants to do a duet with Miley Cyrus. Apparently, Miley Cyrus did do a cover. Didn't we play that, Phil, the other day? It's a Heartache, the cover that Miley Cyrus did on that.
No, we played Heart of Glass.
Oh, we did. Okay, Heart of Glass. Bonnie has expressed an interest in working with Miley. After Miley covered this song, It's a Heartache.
They have the same voice, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Cyrus covered the song as part of YouTube's Released series, which also saw her take part in an interview with Billy Idol and perform a new song called Prisoner. Tyler caught wind of the performance and took to Twitter to share her thoughts. Hearing Miley, she writes, she's singing It's a Heartache. It was honestly something that made my day. She added, I'd love to duet with you sometime, Miley. And then Cyrus responded, not sure there's an artist I've listened to more than I have you. You've made me feel heard since I was a little raspy-voiced girl. Love that. So this, yeah, that'd be an interesting thing. I think Miley, I think Bonnie Tyler is much more attractive than Miley Cyrus. But she's the next, another generation, right? How old would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Probably 50-ish. Maybe.
She's got to be at least 50 here. Let me see if I can
maybe
get back
more,
to
a little bit more. Yeah.
She is 69 years old.
Now, She is?
Yeah. June 8th, 1951.
Woo! Man, I would have seen that one. Yeah. I would never, ever have thought that she was that old. Okay. All right, so there's that story. The host gets blown away. 26 after the hour. Okay, let's see what's next here. Musically speaking, every hour of the program, we dedicate time to some updated musical knowledge. So I learned most of my stuff about music from talking about it with the ladies here, Richie. Vicki Cornell, the wife of Chris Cornell, declared all previously unreleased Soundgarden music is going to now see the light of day. Her statement arrived just after the release of Cornell's last fully completed record, No One Sings Like You Anymore. Is that what this is, Phil?
No, this is the audience label.
Oh.
Chris Cornell singing.
You don't have the No One Sings Great Like band. You Anymore? You like this? Why do you like this, Richie?
I love Chris Cornell's voice. I would probably say he's one of the top five voices in rock and roll history.
Really? That's quite a statement.
An amazing, amazing voice.
Now, see, I would say, in my mind, Frankie Valli is one of the top five voices in the rock and roll history.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Frankie Valli's right up there, but I'd say he's top ten. I like Chris Cornell better.
Really? But isn't
Frankie... Yeah, and you know how much I love Frankie Valli. I think Frankie Valli's amazing, but Chris Cornell's, the power in that voice is just amazing.
Hit those notes, but Cornell couldn't hit the notes that Frankie Valli still can
nobody
hit.
Nobody can hit those notes that Frankie Valli hit.
Yeah, right. Well, the guy from Jay and the Americans...
I can't believe we're sitting here comparing Frankie Valli and Chris Cornell. Only with you would I have
only
this
conversation. Only here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine started distribution Sunday, a second COVID-19 vaccine by Moderna is likely to gain emergency use Thursday. The data that the Food and Drug Administration is reviewing will include Moderna's 30,000-person clinical study of its vaccine. President Trump Monday said Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. In the tweet, Trump commented, "Just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job." As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas, end quote. The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Monday Night Football did not disappoint football fans as the Cleveland Browns fall to their AFC North rival Baltimore Ravens 47-42. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson ran all over the Browns, then he ran to the locker room because of cramps. He ran back out on the field for a 4th-and-5 play.
You know, Trace was doing a great job dropping the ball down the field, then I see my guy go down. And as I'm seeing him go down, like, I'm still scratching. Like, I'm like, I got to get back. I'm catching the attitude because I'm like, man, it ain't going the way we want to. And then I see him go down, and I'm like, we got to start. And I'm like, we just got to go out there. And I start running out there. Kel running with me. It's 4th down, and offensive line blocked their tail off, and our guys just made great catches, and we came out with the victory.
The game was tied at 42. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining at the snap.
I'll sound like a broken record, but it's see the ball, kick the ball, wide plant, get downfield. Of course, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feeling that goes into any field goal, but especially one that is going to be the difference in the game. And the only thing that you really can do and should do, in my just based on my experiences playing in this league now for 9 years, is your feelings are unimportant. You have to focus on the action of kicking the ball, not the consequence. And we've been able to do that really well for a long time, and tonight we're able to do just that.
A safety on the last play of the game is the reason for the 5-point separation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden here, sitting in for the Victoria, who is out for the week, taking a well-deserved vacation. Doug Steffen will be right back here. He's wandering around on the farm like he always is. Probably got one of his new works tools out there and lost track of time. So,
here we are.
Going back to the election. Ah, here he is.
You are? Okay. Why are you going back to the election?
I wanted to see what you thought, where we are now with compared to where we were with the Bushes, with regard to the differences in people's thinking on the election.
I'm not sure. I love technology. We have a tin can and a string that's connecting the two of us. I was just laughing to myself when I came back to the studio. How long it has been, what we've been through, not to derail your conversation about politics and the election and stuff, but I first met you when I was 47 years old. Do you realize that? Mm-hmm. And now, if you turn the digits around, that's where it is. It's really pretty interesting what you and I have been through together. It's been a wonderful, and still is actually a wonderful ride. Gray, you're a great friend.
Certainly told a story to somebody the other day about your first day on the air at Radio America.
When I was at Uri's. Oh, my God. This has nothing to do with anything, but we had a little technical blip there as we have. And that's what made me think about it, all the technical blips that we've had to deal with over the years. Because when I first started with Rich, actually when I first started doing this program, I was the only one in the country doing a radio program like this. Now everybody does it this way. But I was the only one who was on the air every day.
Not in the studio.
Not in the studio. Right, exactly. I was here, there, and everywhere, and have made that the hallmark, or at least one of the hallmarks, of what I do on the air. But now, because of necessity or a lot of other things, you know, people do, even Howard Stern.
Now everybody's, now grandma can do this. She's on Zoom. Yeah. Everybody can.
Right, yeah. It's all about Zoom. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back there, we're going to talk to a fellow who's written a book about George Bush in a minute, but you had a take. You were asking a question about me. When you said this. You were the first one that ever said this.
I know you don't like him the first day they're in office.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I voted for Cheney. I didn't really care for Bush going in, and then I voted for Cheney and realized what a mistake that was. But
that
then
was
coming out on the out, I liked Bush, and I liked him as a person, and I thought he did an okay job as president. But now the farther and farther we get from his thing, it's just, you know, he was part of the establishment, which is what I can't stand about any of them is, you know, they're all
part of the establishment.
That realization, well, I mean, yeah, the wiser you get, the older you get, the wiser you get, and you start to see these things. And that's what I don't like about a Biden is just he is the establishment. We're back to the establishment now. And so it just made me start thinking because, really, I mean, I started to think that the differences that we all have with each other that really are tearing us apart really started back in the Clinton years when we all started fighting about Clinton. And then his personal life, the Bush. Yeah. And then it seems to get ramped up ever since then to where we are now. So I just was kind of asking.
Well, but there was something on one of the cable channels last week about the Reagan family, and it was aimed at tearing him down, talking about all of the things that he did that were not in the best interest of the country. He was this, Nancy was that. And I think to myself, what the hell do you do? Why would anybody even watch that? Or anything at this point to do with Clinton, to do with Bush, to do with Obama?
Well,
they're done. They're
I'll
finished. They have no influence whatsoever on the reality of today.
No. The Republican Party still stands on the shoulders of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
He is the legacy of the modern legacy of the Republican Party. So the more they can do to tear down what he did, the better shot they have of trying to minimize anything that we on the right want to do. That's what they're taking a shot at, is the legacy that the Republican Party is based on right now.
Well, I think that there's it's very unproductive. Both sides are trying to tear the other side
sure
down.
Is.
Very, very unproductive. It's time for a whole new, and I don't mean the AOCs of the world, but there's a need for new thinking, fresh blood, and we get stuck in these matters day in and day out.
The funny part is if you look on the left, their legacy is Obama right now, right? Mm-hmm. It used to be Clinton, you know, kind of, but now it's Obama. Yeah. And you got the squad really trying to eat their own on the left where they're trying to diminish what their own party
They want their own way. They're typical of people that age who want everything themselves for themselves. It's me. It's I. It's you're not doing enough for me. Why? I deserve it because, and you fill in the blank whatever your problem is, I need government to step in and help me because I can't do it on my own. We become a bunch of ninny nannies who don't really have the balsam to stand up, and that's what the country was based on, frankly. And I'm sound,
and right
well,
now,
I do sound like
all,
a traditional
all of them are out there yelling at you, "Hey, boomer."
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's how they respond to anybody.
I'm proud of the fact that I have created what I have. I'm the only guy on the radio who has his own production company that doesn't rely on anybody else, never have, and I'm happy about that. It's the old American way versus the new American way. If I wanted to do it the new American way, I'd have my hand out. Oh, I think I deserve this, or I deserve that, or I, you know, just because I've been here for as long or as many years as I have.
Right.
No.
Go
Sorry.
Get that government money.
No sale. 41 after the hour. Go get some pillows from MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever on their mattress topper. It's 3 inches thick, Richie. You can buy them now for $142.99 using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll save 50% on what this mattress topper usually costs. The best Christmas gifts are all in that catalog. A lot of things are on sale till Christmas. The premium MyPillows, remember I've been talking about those for the last three or four weeks.
I've been using them for years.
Yep, yeah, I know you have. You can buy them now for $30. They're usually $70, $40 savings on all of those. See what you can get for your pet for Christmas. The pet pillow bed, very cool. And then there are the seat cushions. I use that in my truck when I'm driving. All kinds of things. Collection of marvelous things. But the specifics on the mattress topper, now's the time to take action on that. I got one of those on, actually on all my beds in the house. So, make the move. Make yourself happy. Make your family happy. Comfortable. Good night's rest. Very important. Get all of the things that you need at MyPillow.com on Christmas pricing. The lowest price again for the mattress topper. Go now to MyPillow.com. Check out using the code DJV.
How do I love thee? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Elizabeth Barrett Browning once asked, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways," in her now famous sonnet. A poem she wrote to her husband about 170 years ago gives details about love that are applicable to other relationships even today. Even to people who don't know her work, the reality is, love is love. The expression of it is ineffable, beyond words. But poets do their best to capture it in the most efficient language possible. Maybe you're not a poet, or even a fan of poetry, but I'm guessing if you've ever felt the feeling of love, you're probably a fan of love. In any case, let this Emotional Management Minute be a great reminder to express the love you have to those you care about before this blink of life runs up. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com, and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Coming up on 44 after the hour now, this is the DJV program. So how many of you think good thoughts when it comes to George W. Bush? I'm talking about the son, not the old man. There is a lot of, you know, we were talking about him earlier on, the fact that he is a good guy, nice fellow to know. You'd like to have a beer with him. But was he a good president? That's what's addressed by Stephen Markoff, who's with us now. Markoff is a successful entrepreneur, had an interest in business since he was a youngster. So what brought you around, Mr. Markoff, to wanting to write a book about George W. Bush?
Well, in 2007, Richard Clark, who is the cyber expert for three presidents, the last being George W. Bush, wrote a book called Against All Enemies. I happened to read the book kind of by happenstance, and I was shocked of what he set forward. And this is a guy who was literally at the table during the George Bush administration right up to the attack of Iraq in 2003. And I thought, wow, that's a lot of real information.
So you did a little more research. Are you a writer by course? I know you've been involved in business, but well, what is there about writing that turned you on, actually investigating, or is this a piece based on your own feelings of George W. Bush looking at the history of his presidency?
Well, when I began, I knew really nothing about George W. Bush. I was more involved in business and other social policies, trying to understand things. Mm-hmm. And this seemed to be a very interesting process to understand it, because there were so many feelings on the right and on the left, and nobody seemed to agree on anything. So I decided to try to really understand what the issues were without regard to politics.
All right. Well, I'm one who has I didn't vote for George Bush either time. I don't usually vote for the winners anyway. So but I found myself, I met George Bush when he was running. I thought he was okay. I didn't get excited about meeting him or talking to him because he didn't have much to say. And he continued that when he was in office, I thought. The first thing that tripped me up was when we had the hit September 11th and we went into Iraq. In my mind, that was a horrible mistake. And I guess the question comes in terms of your book as to why we didn't, did you investigate why we, other than the obvious, we didn't go after Al-Qaeda's leader, Osama bin Laden. That's kind of where your book starts, isn't it?
It is. Our government knew well about Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. In fact, in 1999, President Bill Clinton put a $5 million bounty on Osama bin Laden's head, and we had a lot of information that this was a very dangerous organization and a very dangerous man well before George W. Bush became president.
Mm-hmm. So did he commit a crime, a war crime, going after a state that didn't really have anything to do? I mean, he wanted to get rid of it, would seem, to get rid of Saddam Hussein because his father didn't. There were lots of speeches that were made about what a bad guy, the things about Saddam that were said. And then you look at people talking about Osama bin Laden, nothing. It was like crickets, right?
Well, not exactly. Osama bin Laden and Hussein, they're both bad people.
Hmm.
Saddam Hussein caused a lot of problems, although our governments, in fact, including Reagan and Bush's father, H.W., both supported Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
In fact, we sent Iraq dangerous chemicals, dangerous bioproducts, anthrax, West Nile virus, all of these things, and we have records actually from our Commerce Department. They all went through the Commerce Department. So none of these people are angels at all, both dangerous and both killers. The question is, one of the three questions in my book is, why did we go into Iraq? And I make a documented and sourced case that we didn't go in there to protect our country. We went in for other reasons, and I think it's pretty clear we went in for oil.
Yeah,
The problem was that Bush told the American people we were going in to save our country.
And
people die in war, and, you know, we could all die in war protecting our country. And my point is that why would you tell parents to send their kids into war for oil without telling them instead of pretending it for something else?
Tell the truth. Spend a few seconds, because that's what we have left, talking about the comparative you make between Bush and Trump.
Boy, it's a real interesting question. Well, it's very clear that George Bush disregarded all of the intel we had that ended up at 9/11. And it's very clear that Trump even went a step further on the virus. He denied it, said it didn't exist, said it was fake news, and all the time he had the information that this was a very dangerous, toxic virus coming to America.
Very interesting correlation. Where do we buy the book, Mr. Markoff? Call the case against... Amazon, bookstores.
Amazon has it. The book is The Case Against George W. Bush. And I hope your readers buy it and learn what I've learned in the investigative process.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Love to hear this. What a great theme. What imagery. This is a perfect example of radio being the best medium that one who was in the public eye or the public ear could ever work in, because you have the ability to paint word pictures with the music in the background. Imagine all of us who have seen this movie, Gone with the Wind, the various frames, the pictures, the dialogue. Frankly, I don't give it, you know, damn. Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh, the majesty of all of the scenes, the whole thing was such a fabulous movie. Came out the same year as The Wizard of Oz. Same director, too, Chucker, right? Do I remember that?
That is correct. Victor Fleming. Correct. Very good.
All right. Thank you. Well, he must
have been one. I can't even imagine that man's life that year. I mean, I know back in those times, they did use numerous second and third tier directors to do a lot of the exterior shooting and a lot because it was so, you know, epic, especially Gone with the Wind. But he got credit as the main, you know, as the director on the credits of both Gone with the Wind and The Wizard of Oz, 1939. Gone with the Wind premiered this day, believe it or not, Doug, 81 years ago, 1939.
Good Lord. 15th,
in Atlanta. Hard to believe. And still, pound for pound, discounting inflation, the most popular movie ever made in terms of more people went to a movie theater to see Gone with the Wind than any other movie in the history of motion pictures.
Right, they haven't brought that back in this era where we have all of this need to fill the seats. I'm surprised. This is a movie that only has value on a big screen, even though it gets played on television all the time. It just doesn't have the same value. I remember when I saw it, the first time. I think it was in Cinerama, even though, again, it was 1938. And then when I saw it, it was probably 1958, maybe 59, somewhere in there. And it just, it doesn't, it's incomparable. It just is. That's the, I mean, it is. So why are we playing music from the movie today?
Well, because it premiered this day, 81 years ago in Atlanta. In Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're paying attention to me.
Well, no, I was, you know what I was thinking? While you were talking, I was thinking about the animals that were used in the making of that movie. And I was just thinking about, but when he comes down the stairs, Clark Gable comes down the stairs, just the whole thing. It's very romantic in a manner of speaking. And he solidified himself as the king of, he and, at that time, I think it was between him and Humphrey Bogart, that was pretty much it, right?
Yeah,
in terms of
Gable certainly had a sort of majestic leading man look, no doubt.
Right. But he killed himself. The way he lived his life, Errol Flynn maybe a little bit earlier than him, but the way these guys lived and you know, they all died in their 50s because they drank and smoked and lived a crazy life, and you know, they were done in by the time they were in their 50s. I'm thinking about Errol Flynn, who died that way, Clark Gable died that way, Humphrey Bogart died that way. Think about those men in that era. I don't know about the women, but the men, they just killed themselves. They lived that life, the Hollywood life, and they were done. Man, by the time they're in their late 50s, see you later. So, anyway.
Yep. No doubt.
Yep. All right, so the...
Some TV news of interest, Doug. The Nielsen came out in 2020. NCIS, the highest rated show on network TV, 20 million viewers a week. Yeah. Followed by FBI and Blue Bloods, 15
FBI,
million.
FBI, that's a Chicago. Good show, that FBI show.
You like that one? And then the Chicago shows, Chicago Fire, and the other one, 11 million viewers a week. Done well.
Yeah, no, it does do well. All right, so I noticed this year's inductees into the National Film Registry include a record number of female directors and filmmakers of color. The Library of Congress announced that films including The Dark Knight, Suspense, Grease, and The Blues Brothers, along with Sidney Poitier's performance in Lilies of the Field, are among the 25 movies that have been tapped for preservation. What do you think of that list? That's pretty...
It's a good list. I mean, I don't really understand preservation. I mean, with all the, you know, digital copies of everything, it's not like everything's going to get lost or going to get caught in a fire. But it's a very good list.
Yeah, it is. I think that there's this whole thing. I wonder if we're going to go overboard with inclusiveness. Sometimes, you know, some of the films may be great, some of them may not be that great, but they're included because it's politically correct to put some of these names and these actors, although Poitier, one of the great actors, I think, of the modern era, frankly. I see everything that he's ever done because I think he's a good actor. Nothing to do with the color of his skin.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.